It means that offenders or people that transgress, that they will be prosecuted. In fact, prior to that, we've been having problem in prosecuting people like the ordinance is from one province and maybe the offender is from another province. But having a national law covering that, we believe that it will be sufficient to bring people that offend that place. You look at that under both laws from the fisheries and from the Minister of Environment. There are peak nesting seasons. That's when the animal come to land. Yeah, that happens in middle of the year and at the end of the year. But for us in the island, it is all year round. So it gives it a good bearing for the protection of the animal all year round, rather than just for those two seasons.
And how much of a problem is poaching?
Poaching is something that is happening, and it happens everywhere in the world in protected areas. But I would not say that it happens by every people in the community. Yeah, there are maybe one or two people that transgress the place in terms of poaching. But you'll see it in relation to trade as well. I mean, the trade of the shells of the animal is banned under law. The law in 1993, but there are some people that still does that, and so that is why this declaration will be very be helpful to us in that regard.
As you mentioned, the Nature Conservancy has been involved in the area for 20 years or so. In 1995, it helped establish the Marine Conservation Area. What are your views about this declaration? What does it mean to the Nature Conservancy?
To me, as a Nature Conservancy, it's an achievement. We've come a long way. The Nature Conservancy is an external organization. I mean, one day the Nature Conservancy may go away from Solomon Islands. But having a national law and a place that is recognized under the national law belongs to the country is a big achievement. And we have been facilitating or been advocating or supporting the communities in this regard for about 20 years, So the ownership of the place is vested with the government and the people of Solomon Islands. So I believe it gives me, a Solomon Islander or a person in the community, a more sense of responsibility to my place.
You mentioned the community's involvement and the fact that it has been a long journey. The community initially was hostile to the efforts of the Nature Conservancy, weren't they?
Very much, very much. In fact, the first time it was a very hostile, and the conversation in the room was, it's thick. Yeah. But over the years, it has become Annavan is a place for peace building. Yeah. And as I mentioned in the opening, it has there are youths that are involved. I mean, the youths from three different communities coming together and working together, living together, eating together, and sharing the work together. It's a big deal. And then we also have the elders in the management committee. So the chiefs and the leaders in the various communities, the three communities, come together and sit on the same table and discuss issues, getting to know each other far more better. And recently, we also had a women's group, forming group. We call them Kawaki. Kawaki stands for the three communities. So the women's group are formed there as well to talk about issues relating to their issues as gender issues because of the Annavan.
So turtle conservation, something that they were initially hostile to, has now come to unite them on a number of levels.
Exactly, exactly. It has come a long way with a big history of hostility initially. But now it comes together that people have a respect for each other and a level of understanding. And during the event, they danced together and they sang together and it's really good to see that happening.